This is Bob Larson with your Market Land Report for Monday, August 26th. Well, soy and corn fall lower while wheat is mixed in Friday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was kind of mixed. Now, they have like export sales that are up. The Canada estimates are also higher. So you have kind of competing news issues that are pushing the market around. So wheat is the only grain that really is holding itself up. I mean, it looks like that the sales numbers are coming up and that's offering some big support underneath. Although it still looks like that there's a possibility that the market could move a little bit lower. We're going to watch that closely. The open fighting with the tariff wars has really amped up to an area that we haven't quite seen. So next week promises to be a lot more volatile. Anything can happen over this weekend.
Chicago September wheat prices closed Friday up 8 at 475 and a quarter. September corn was down 3.5 at 358 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day unchanged, ranging from 555 to 575. Hardbread winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were down 1.75, ranging from 511.5 to 521.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were up 0.25, ranging from 573.75 to 578.75. Live cattle for August was down 35 cents at 104.80. August feeder cattle was down $1.05 at 137.10. And August class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 17.59. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.